Chapter 4. The baby grew. When he did awful things, like drowning moths in his milk or locking the palace cat in the dungeons, his father sighed, his mother wept, and the courtiers whispered. But all agreed, no one could teach a boy with no heart right from wrong. From King Heartless. The woman who sat across from Bridget had given birth to her, and yet the very thought of calling her mother was ludicrous in the extreme. Lady Amelia Kerr was aristocratic elegance personified. The daughter of a viscount, she'd been a celebrated beauty in her youth. Now, in her seventh decade, she was still captivatingly lovely. Bridget looked nothing like her. Well, except in one small but very significant regard. Lady Kerr wore a midnight blue sack gown trimmed with tiny rows of black and silver lace. Her hair was snowy white, due not to age but to an odd familial trait. Both she and her only son, Lord Kerr, had gone white in their early years. She wore her hair pulled close to her head and adorned with an almost medieval triangular cap of black lace. Bridget was sure Lady Kerr knew how well the black lace contrasted with the white of her hair.
"A pity he's returned,"
Lady Kerr mused, a faint line between her brows.
"And to actually blackmail the king."
She shuddered.
"Did you see the Daily Review this morning? All this business about a dolphin society. Absolute rubbish. But they did make mention of a royal connection. And now you tell me Montgomery is behind the whole thing? The man is the absolute devil. He has no shame."
There wasn't much to say to that, so Bridget said nothing.